prom can be one of the most memorable occasions in the life of a high schooler. But the event and other costs associated with senior year can put a damper on what should be a happy time. WUSF's Kathy Carter introduces us to a Tampa Bay area group that's trying to remove a financial barrier to this rite of passage.
Alicia LaPorte from Tampa is standing in front of a large full-length mirror underneath a hand-painted sign that says, "Hello, gorgeous." The Lado High School senior is shopping for a prom dress at the Belle of the Ball boutique in Clearwater, which has close to 4,000 gowns on display. LaPorte has already tried on several, and after she picks her favorite, she won't have to pay for it.
I think it's amazing because I come from an underprivileged school. So, and since senior year is costing so much, these programs really help out kids, just like me.
Alicia's mother, Lena, agrees that senior year expenses are running up quite a tab in their household. Yearbooks typically cost around $100. Class rings, $200 and up. Then there's the senior pictures and the caps and gowns.
It's a lot. And thank God for these programs to help us.
It's a delicate situation. You have girls in here, mom or dad or both of them are not working, and they cannot afford a dress.
That's Susan Schwartz. She's the founder of the Belle of the Ball Project, a nonprofit which provides prom dresses to in-need high school girls from across Tampa Bay. Her boutique is actually the old library of a closed elementary school. The space was donated by the Pinellas County School District, and since then, volunteers cleaned the building, painted the walls, and even installed dressing rooms.
It is not a smelly thrift store. It looks like a department store. And so we try to, you know, erase that stigma.
According to the National Endowment for Financial Education, prom-related costs can add up to hundreds of dollars. Since its inception, Belle of the Ball has given away more than 4,500 dresses and countless shoes, purses, and accessories. Carol Ciadella is a teacher at Gulfside Elementary School in Holiday. She's here with a former student. The educator worries that prom's hefty price tag makes the event out of reach for too many.
If you don't have a lot of money, you will choose not to do it. And a lot of kids, they don't ask for help. So they just think, nope, can't afford it, I won't go.
And it's not just the grown-ups that say senior costs add up. Devin Phillip is a member of student leadership at Estero High School near Fort Myers. The senior says he's lucky because his family can afford to pick up the tab for his needs, but some of his friends are struggling.
They work every weekend, 5 to midnight. That's their weekend, is working just to pay for their car insurance, and they still want to go to prom. So it just sucks for those kids that have to work on their education, sports, clubs, and pay for everything else and try to really support their own families where everyone else is just sitting comfortable.
And senior costs aren't just about the fun stuff like the prom and senior trip. Taking the SAT test costs upwards of $50. The average college application costs $37, and most high school counselors advise their kids to apply to multiple schools. So the inability to pay for what may seem like a little thing is what keeps Susan Schwartz and her volunteers at Belle of the Ball so motivated.
We cry at every shopping day, just put it that way. We're so excited for the girls, and the parents are elated. And when you have fathers come in that want to do the best for their daughters, and a lot of them are single fathers, and they are just so happy to be able to get them a dress.
Similar organizations exist across the country. Becca's Closet, based in Broward County, has distributed 100,000 gowns in 34 states. The nonprofit, named in memory of a young girl who was killed by a drunk driver, recently launched a second charity which buys prom tickets for students. Carol Ciadella, the elementary teacher from Holiday, says these kinds of groups are providing something that taxpayers never will.
I don't think people think about this. They think about giving people food, but they don't think about making them enjoy their high school experience. Everybody should get to do that stuff, not just people with money.
But at least for one day, the high school shoppers at Belle of the Ball don't have to worry about how much something costs.
Any of these would look really pretty against your dark hair because it would stand out really pretty.
I love that one. I really do.
What matters is picking the best accessories to match your prom dress. For State Impact Florida, I'm Kathy Carter in Tampa.